It's Talk of the Town, 88.9 WLRY, and joining us, we have the superintendent, Fairfield County Board of Developmental Disabilities, David Old. David, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Mike. Good to be with you.
And you wear a lot of hats, my friend. And people might also know you as the pastor out there at Rushville Church.
That's right. Yep, that's another one of the great opportunities I have to lead in our community, and fewer and fewer hats. Thankfully, I did jump off of city council this last year, so
okay. Yeah.
I'm glad for that. But yep, still got a couple of things going.
Well, you are also, I believe, Lancaster Eagle Gazette says you're on Governor Mike DeWine's faith-based and community advisory board.
That is true. Yeah, it was an honor to be appointed to that by Speaker Jason Stevens last year. And that's an annual appointment, so you kind of never know from year to year what might happen. But I'm on for this year, and it's been great to serve in that capacity, not only impacting Fairfield County, but also counties across the state.
Well, and as you said, you are a former city council president and also served as the Destination Downtown Lancaster executive director.
Well, that was a long time ago, but yes.
When was that?
Yeah,
when was that?
Destination Downtown must have been 2010 to 2012, because I left to come here in 2012.
Somehow 2010 to 2012 doesn't sound like that long ago to me, but it was,
yeah,
wasn't it?
More than a decade. More than a decade, though, yeah.
Unbelievable, yeah. So how recently were you appointed the superintendent out there at Fairfield County Board of Developmental Disabilities? Seems recent to me, but it's been a little while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it was January 1st of 2023. Hold on. Is that right? Yeah, this is 24, right? Yes.
Yeah.
It's been 15, 16 months now.
Yeah. Okay. And before that, you were an employee out there for 12 years. What made you want to take on this role as superintendent?
That is a fantastic question. When I figure out the answer, I'll let you know. I did not come from the DD field. As you noted, I did a lot of work in higher education. I did work in ministry, and then I did work with nonprofits. And John brought me over, John Picard, former superintendent, to work with our social enterprise, Art and Clay on Main and Square 7 Coffee House, which is right in downtown Lancaster, which is a social enterprise of the County Board of DD. And so I was business development and government relations, and then somewhere down the line in about 2019, the school director left here at Forest Rose School, and because of my background in education, I became the interim director there. And then I became the director of services and supports, which is our largest department here at Fairfield DD. All of our case coordinators and employees that work directly with individuals with developmental disabilities serve in that department. Mm-hmm. And then I think John, right around that time, was coming to the idea that he was going to retire. And so we created the position of assistant superintendent, which I served in for a year, and then became the superintendent. So it was just sort of it just kind of naturally happened.
Yeah.
It's been different. This position is different than any position I held with the board or any position I've ever had before. And it really has been a ton of fun to learn all that I can learn and attempt to lead the organization and our 160 employees forward.
It had to be helpful to have a transition period there where you could work under John for a while.
Yeah, that was the idea of creating that assistant superintendent spot for that year. And so it was very helpful in beginning to understand. It was really a shift from, I'd always had projects and things to execute on, stuff to do. But when you, at least my experience has been when I became superintendent, everyone's coming to you, but they're coming to you with solutions. So, we got a problem. This is what I think we should do. So by the time it gets to me, things are already sort of rolling. We've got a fantastic team here, and it's just a great place to work. And without the support of our executive leadership team and our fantastic board members here, I don't think I would have taken this position, nor would I be as successful as we've been.
Again, we're talking to David Ohl, Fairfield County Board of Developmental Disabilities Superintendent. So tell us a little bit about the Fairfield County Board of Developmental Disabilities and what you do on a day-to-day basis.
Well, the first part's easy. That second part, that's a little more challenging. But the Fairfield County Board of DD is one of 88 county boards in Ohio. We are a statutory organization, and so every county has a board of DD. And so with 88 counties, there's 88 different ways of supporting people with disabilities. And right now in Fairfield County, we support nearly 1,800 people and their families with disabilities across all of Fairfield County. And we do so in a number of ways, and really those ways have changed over the last decade or so. We used to provide services to people with disabilities at a great level. Right now, the system has changed such that we coordinate those services, so we work to ensure that people have access to the services in the community that they want and that they need, that they have the support they need to live the kind of life they want to live in their community. And then we fund those services. We don't really provide a lot of services here anymore. We still have Forest Row School, which is a direct service. We still provide early intervention, which is for birth to three-year-old kids. And we do one or two other things that small teams work on, like behavior support or assistive technology. But our main role is to coordinate and to fund the services and supports that people need. And so people would remember things like the Opportunity Center, maybe up on Coon Path Road, which was a sheltered workshop. You know, over the years, those models have changed, and we're really about supporting people. And so when we talk about 1,800 people, Mike, that's 1,800 different ways to support people, because every person is unique. Everyone needs or wants something different, and so we worked on a person-centered basis to try to do whatever we can to support them to live the kind of life they want. And, you know, really it's all about our mission of greater independence. We're working to create a vibrant community where people lead lives of greater independence and make meaningful contributions in the community. And so every day we're working toward that, not that any of us are completely independent, but that we are more independent today than we were yesterday, and we'll be more independent tomorrow. And so that's some of the work of the board and some of the great things that our team members here do. When it comes to daily here for me, it's fascinating. It changes all the time. Yeah. I've often joked that, you know, this position is I go to a lot of meetings and I sign a lot of documents. That's a pretty typical day for me. Because again, there's just, we have a phenomenal team here who's just out there getting the work done. And so while what I just said is an oversimplification, you know, I'm trying to work and lead the executive leadership team forward. We're certainly ensuring that all services and supports that come from the county board align with our mission and our vision and our values. We work a lot on professional development. One area that I do have some operational responsibility for, which I'm thankful for, and we're in the process right now of getting it started, is strategic planning. So we're getting ready to work through our next three-year strategic plan here at Fairfield DD. And so those are just a few of the things that I'm working on and that sort of take up my day-to-day time.
Now, is part of the service that you give to your clients finding them employment opportunities? Do you have partners for that?
Yeah, that's a great word. We have a bunch of partners, Mike, and that's really the only way that we can be successful, because we don't provide service. Yeah. We coordinate it and we fund it. We depend on partners, private providers, community resources, other agencies and organizations and businesses in the community to provide that service. And so we support people on their journey toward employment. There's no doubt about it. And we utilize employment vendors in the community to help support them as they move forward toward that as well.
Now, how do people find your service? Are they referred to you? How does that work?
Yeah, that's another great question. It really depends. There's all kinds of ways to get connected to us. Lots of times when it's early intervention, again, that birth to three-year-old group, we do see referrals from the community. We can see referrals from school districts. We see referrals from doctors and hospitals when they're working with kids or even adults. Some people just find us by virtue of our Facebook page or our website. And our services are voluntary. And so when we talk about the 1,800 people that we support in Fairfield County, there are many, many more people who have a disability in Fairfield County who have decided for whatever reason they don't want or need services from the county board. And so because our services are voluntary, we don't, you know, we don't serve every person with a disability in the community. But when someone does come to us, there is an eligibility process that they go through to ensure that, and it's all built statutorily. Again, it's all in state law and state code that says that this is the way someone can become eligible and receive service and support from a county board. So when someone comes, we work through that process, and then we begin to connect and coordinate the services that they need.
Now, is there any cost to the family for those services? How are you funded there?
Man, you just have a ton of great questions. You've done this before, haven't you? A
couple of times, yeah.
Yeah. So the Fairfield County boards across Ohio, and certainly this is true in Fairfield County, we are funded at great measure by local property tax levies. And so about 78 to 80% of our revenue comes from local tax levies. And then the rest of it comes from either the federal or state government by way of Medicaid funds. And so services do not cost the families as they come and receive them. Of course, those families are taxpayers, property owners in Fairfield County. They're a part of those levy funded dollars. But services do not cost. We're funded by the great people of Fairfield County, the property owners who continue to put their faith and trust in us to be good stewards of the dollars that they have voted to give us.
Again, our special guest today, Fairfield County Board of Developmental Disabilities Superintendent David Ohl. And finally, David, how can people get more information?
Yeah, our website is really a great one-stop shop for all the information that you might want, whether it's, again, getting connected initially through what we call introduction and eligibility, or whether it's just to take a look at the services we have. And that website is fairfielddd.com. So Fairfield and then DD, three D's in the middle, .com. And then you can also go check out Fairfield DD on Facebook. We're posting out regularly, and not just stuff about us, but things that are happening in the community that really are of value to everyone who lives here, not just people with disabilities, but anyone who would be connected. And so those are really the two main ways to get in touch, to see what we have going on, and to contact us if you have more questions or if you'd like to go through the eligibility process.
Well, this community has been blessed by your service for sure. And by the way, folks can find out more about you. There was a nice article, Aces of Trade segment in Lancaster Eagle Gazette. Let me see, March 25th, I think that was published. So you can look that up online and find out more details about David. But thank you again for your service to the community and for talking to us today.
Well, it's my pleasure, Mike. Thanks for all you do and for highlighting the great things that are happening around town.